Okay, so there's nothing like getting to, I don't know, prepare for something that you really care about and having it go well, and even in certain aspects better than you thought it would, you know? I'm kind of a snob in certain things, but it's almost like my strength in other ways, where it's like, it's easy to see it as like overcritical or, you know, just dissatisfied or not easily, swayed or like contented or something like that. But on another aspect, it makes it so, you know, when I get to be in charge of something, I want to really make sure that it is of the best that anybody could find, right? In that moment, at that exact moment, that is the very best experience they could be having, better than anywhere else, right? I really do care about that. And so I kind of talked about that today in our practice, as I woke up today early to teach my 5:45 a.m. yoga class. I'm always in awe of these people that come to my class, because I know it's not an easy time to wake up, and they know that I'm not really available any other time of the day. So we've just agreed that that's the time that we meet, and I'm just so smitten that I get to see and watch their progress and get to be a part of their journey. So something that I was grateful for about practicing today was that I was just like super interested in making sure that, there was some aspects to the class that was new and different and slightly challenging, but also familiar and something that could be nourishing. I just had a sense that the people in the class would need something that was a little bit more, you know, potentially on the side of restorative in one sense, but also on the other sense, making sure that it's challenging enough and finding that happy balance of being able to give something of like high quality. As I was pondering, I always start on the spiritual side first, because I find that's how I like to build things. I like things to be built invisibly, spiritually, emotionally, that kind of blueprint first, before I feel like it has any true value on a physical level. And so that's what I was grateful to do.
Can I have a shirt?
Yeah. I was grateful to just be in that place of, you're welcome, of just searching for ways to make sure that there was that meaty element to it, right? Because that was something that I always held on to when I was in my yoga teacher training, right? It was this whole idea that, yes, you know, you might have been brought to yoga because you might have felt like, oh, I want a physical exercise to move my body and to make sure that I'm flexible or something, right? That's typically the reason why a lot of people tend to gravitate to yoga. They just think, oh, if I do yoga, then I'll be more flexible. And that's like an important thing for our bodies, to be flexible so we don't break ourselves and that kind of thing, right? Like, it's a very logical approach. But what I really loved finding out, like, which is a lot of the reason why I kept coming back to yoga without even knowing it, was that, you know, a lot of the yoga poses are tailored to allow for people to not just have like a physically balancing experience, but for them to have like a spiritual element to what they're doing with their life, and allowing for this spiritual kind of like almost like an elevated or enlightened or just like a different perspective that a person can gain as they exercise the different poses, right? The way that a person can do a pose the first time they do it versus the 200th time that they've done it. It's like at the beginning, it's all about the physical. Oh, you put your hand here, you put your breath there, you kind of gaze this way, and you just kind of get familiar with it on a physical level. But after you've done it for the 200th time or so, it gets to that point where it's like, okay, but now what? right? And it's that now what zone that's this beautiful place of being able to play with that inner world meditative dynamic of like, you know, what is this pose potentially teaching me, right? Like when I'm in this pose, like what does it feel like? What does it feel like it's expressing, right? Like what is it saying, right? And, you know, I've been able to play with some poses in that direction, right? You know, whenever I'm reaching out one hand upwards, usually I call it like a lightning rod of hope kind of thing. And today I introduced this idea of like, you know, whenever we're reaching, you know, it's kind of like this song that I really like right now called Reaching Out. And it's this idea that like whenever we're reaching, it's like, you know, Christ is on the other side and we are reaching towards his hands, right? And he's pulling us up and out of whatever situation we're in to a more enlightened one, right? I don't love to use the word enlightened because I kind of find it a little bit too artificial and superficial to this world and like kind of man-made in some ways. But I feel like, you know, that feeling, right, is what I'm going for, that feeling of being uplifted, right, and being held in some ways, held up and supported in ways that we could not do by ourselves. There was an interesting moment today where I got to ponder a little bit about, like, how important intention is and how important it is for me to be able to make sure that my intention is in a place where it's allowing me to just be able to experience the fullness of the capacity of what my poses and different things were for. And so anyways, it was a really good experience to practice and to get to experience what it could look like to just keep trying, right? Keep doing it, keep practicing. You know, sometimes it's easy to get into the habit of like, oh, well, something's not worth doing unless you can do it like, you know, to the 100th mile, or, you know, like just like making it such a fantastic over the top experience, right? But I think there's something to be said about, you know, this concept in the business world that where they talk about the minimum viable product, right? Because both are good, right? It's good to have an over the top amazing thing, but not to the detriment of only doing that amazing top of the notch thing like once every 10 years or something, right? Like there's something to be said of what can be done on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, like what can be sustainable, right? And what can be done with the most, you know, the happy, healthy, productive kind of way of moving forward a good work, right? So I've just been feeling very grateful to get to just take the time to keep getting back up again and keep trying to offer something that is of worth to people and valuable to their, you know, spiritual connection and nourishment and strength, their emotional well-being and orientation and regulation, their mental capacity to be able to get into that meditative place, for them to have that physical, like, I'm always surprised because my goal is always to get into the meditative and spiritual elements. But it's so funny because then as we're practicing and doing the poses, there's always a moment where we're breaking a sweat just because it is a hard practice, right? It's not just necessarily because the poses are necessarily advanced, but it's just, it's exertion, right? It's our bodies and us willing our bodies into these positions and breathing through them and allowing for that light to penetrate every cell. And that is something, you know, there's something to be said about that. And it's expressed because, you know, the certain parts of the practice, it's almost like you don't get out of breath, but you kind of get to that feeling where you're like, whew, I need to take a resting pose after that one, right?